Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week, I furiously rode my way down to the theater to see the aesthetic masterpiece of Mad Max Fury Road. Haunted by the demons of the past, Max wanders the desert only thinking about survival. It was then that he was captured by a band of bald white guys called the War Boys. Been there, Max. Been there. Max is taken to a scary oasis known as the Citadel, run by an even scurrier mofo known as Immortan Joe. There he serves as human fuel source for one of the War Boys' vehicles. Unbeknownst to Max, a plot is afoot, as Imperator Furiosa captures Joe's prize breeders and sets to take them to a utopia paradise known as Green Place. Will they make it out alive? Will they indeed find greener pastures? Will Tina Turner and her hoop earrings make an appearance? Well, I know X-ville has been abuzz with opinions about whether this film has merit or not. Well, as your official movie critique, I'm slamming my gay gavel down, I call it a gayville, and saying that I loved this film. Here's why. George Miller packed so much into 2 hours you barely knew where to look. It's a film that necessitates multiple screenings so you can truly take in the intricate world Miller creates. It's weird, unexplained, and slightly grotesque, and I ate it up. Sure, it's full of action, but what did we expect? The fight sequences are artistic in their own right, and the tender moments, knowing glances, and few words are gold and appropriately placed. I didn't need lengthy dialogues about the state of the world or how we got there. We know how we got there. We're seeing it right now. Scarcity of resources is driving men mad, and aristocrats acted like they's God or something, offering false promises of Valhalla or heaven or whatever you want to call it. Charlize Theron is everything to me in this film as Furiosa, a woman driven by hope for a better tomorrow, while Tom Hardy and his steely gaze is pretty to look at. I believed Miller's world. He created an entire barren landscape of desolate hope, false idols, and corrupt humanity. Everything in that film had purpose, including the guy with the flaming guitar. With that, I give Mad Max Fury Road 4.5 X's out of 5. Sadly, no Tina Turner, but thankfully, no Mel Gibson as well.